Blog Talk Radio. Hey, God bless you all, family. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Question is, how bad do you want it? Amen. How bad do you want it? And I'm telling you, amen, my God, it ain't given to the individuals just wanting easy. Amen. I'm telling you right now, anything that you're going to get from God and blessedly continue to achieve and continue to go forward and move forward, amen, you best believe that it's not going to come on a platter of gold. Y'all hear me? It's just not going to be that easy. You have to put in the work. And I truly believe that many of you, you're really locking into that I got to put in the work. Put in the work so I can begin to go and receive my healing, my deliverance, and the different things. Amen. Doesn't mean that every day is going to go perfect. Doesn't mean every hour is going to go perfect. Doesn't mean every time after time it's going to go perfect. But what that means is you're just going to continue to stay in the face of the Lord. You're going to continue to bombard heaven. You're going to continue, amen, to just continue to pray. And that is what's going to keep you right there into the face of things. It's not about how perfect you are. It's not about how you got it going on. It's not about, my God, that you this deep spiritual individual. What it's about, you understand this is true prayer. True prayer, you understand that you messed up. You understand that you got issues. You understand that you got some ways or you got some circumstances that at the end of the day, God, I need you by my side. You understand you. True intercessory prayer is not about you understanding the situation. It's not about you understanding people. It's not about you understanding the enemy and the devil. No, true intercessory prayer, you understand you. One thing that I love about when Jesus began to pray to the Father, he began to intercede pertaining to himself and pertaining to the different things that he got to go and begin to do. Amen. My God, one of the parts that I love when he talked about prayer, he went to the Father and asked him, he said, if this cup, let this cup pass from me. Amen. But he says, nevertheless, let it be who will. Thy will be done. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're going to begin to intercede in prayer pertaining to who? Pertaining to yourself. Amen. Because getting into deep intercession prayer, that means I get deep into myself. Amen. I get deep into who I am. I get deep into my personal issues. I get deep into my personal flaws. Amen. It's not about trying to rebuke this here and rebuke that and rebuke that. It's about, God, I want to come to you so you could do a new thing inside of me. It's about, God, I want to come to you so you could turn some things, my God, around inside of me. Because if I don't see things different in this world, I'm going to continue to begin to get the same outcome. Because the world is not going to change. I'm sorry to let y'all know that. For those that is praying for a change in this world, I'm sorry. These are prophecies are being fulfilled. The world is going to continue to do what? As time goes on, the Bible talks about, it's going to continue to get worse, and it's going to continue to get worse. Y'all hear me? So at the end of the day, it's not about what's going on in the world. It's about what's going on in my life. And in my life, these are the different things and the challenges that I begin to deal with. These are the different things around me that I need to have self-control of. These are the different things around me that I need to see totally different, that God need to come in and do a new thing with inside of me. I got a question tonight. Is there anybody is willing to see themselves? Is there anybody is willing to just say, God, I want to put the mirror on myself? Because it has to be another version better than it is 2022 of me. I need a new version of me. I need a better version of me for 2023. Amen. I need a different type of version of me. I'm not talking about that version that where I get in my feelings, I get into different things, I continue to launch out in different things. I'm talking about that different type of version. I need version, amen, to where going, where I'm going is prosperity. So I need to be able to see myself. I need a prosperity character. I need a prosperity of way of thinking. I need a prosperity of personality. So God, I need a change inside of me. If anybody could talk to me tonight, or you all halfway asleep, to where my God is doing a new thing inside of you. God, I need a better relationship with you. It's not you got the problem. You fine. I'm the one that got the problem. I'm the one that talks so much in this relationship. I'm the one that's not showing, telling you everything that I need to tell you. God, it's not you the problem. I'm the problem. And if you could continue to help work with me, I'm going to continue to get a different kind of version of myself. It's not the enemy is the problem, God. It's me, God. I'm the problem pertaining to myself, pertaining to the way I think, pertaining to the different things I act. I'm the one that's provoking different things around me. I realize that the power that is inside of me that I did not realize that I had a couple of years ago, a couple of weeks ago. I'm realizing, God, that the words that I'm saying out of my mouth, it causing things to provoke, it causing things to react, and it's not working out for my good. So I realize that my vocabulary in this season needs to change. I realize that the things in this season, it needs to change so I can have a better version of me. My God Almighty, is there anybody tonight, you just want a better version of who you are? You want a better version of you, because where you going, that old you cannot stay the same way. Where you going, what you used to do cannot be the same. Where you going, how you just ready to throw in the towel, it cannot be so. Somebody say a new version of me. I need a new version of me. Hallelujah. I need a new version. I need a new version. I need a new version. I need a new version of me. I need a new version. Hallelujah. My God Almighty, we need a new version of ourselves. We need a new version of ourselves. It's easy in prayer. Many people look at intercessory prayer as something that I need to pray for. I need to pray for individuals. I need to pray for circumstances. I need to pray for situations. Well, let me tell you something. That's the version of prayer that people are beginning to taught us. But that is not the first thing or the first level of prayer. Even the disciples asked Jesus to say, my God, Rabbi, how do we pray? Teach us how to pray. The first thing that he said, our Father. Matter of fact, you need to make it personal, because it's between you and the Father. You cannot have a relationship pertaining to your neighbors, different ones that you want to pray. Some of you, you got prayers that you're wasting on loved ones and family, but yet they still doing what they need to do. You need to go ahead and ask God to pray for their deliverance, and you need to keep going on and keep moving on, because you need a new version of you. Don't you get so caught up in the situation to where you forgetting to pray about a better version than you. Because at the end of the day, I could care less who it is. I could care less what your title may be. I could care less how old you may be. All of us is still a work in progress, and it's a new version that God is dealing with us and dealing with you. Some of you, you need a six-figure character. You got a three-figure character, but your three-figure character is not going to work for your six-figure character or where you're going. So you need a new version of who? You need a new version of you. And God is trying to work something out inside of you. Don't you fight against what's coming your way, because Scripture declares iron sharpens iron. Father, we thank you that tonight we give ourselves as a living sacrifice. It's not so much we are holy, but it's so much that as you be doing the work inside of us, we will become holy. We'll become holy with your imprint. We'll become holy with your will. We'll become holy. Let you, you're working inside of us. God, have us and continue to allow us and continue to help us, but we can become and we can keep on walking in humbleness, but we can begin to keep on working on a new version of who? New version of us. Because if it doesn't be a new version of us, we will not see the promise that you have for us. If it wasn't a new version of the children of Israel, they'll still be walking to this day, because it was a new version that came, my God. That was the only way they could enter into the promised land. And Father, we don't want to wait another 10 years. We don't want to wait another 5 years. We don't want to wait another 3 years. We don't need to wait. Some of us cannot even wait another 2 months. We need to see you win right now. I just need somebody tonight that bombard in heaven for your family, bombard in heaven for yourself, and say, God, I cannot wait another 2 or 3 years, because the way things are looking, let the truth be told, I'm not going to be here. It's not going to sustain me, God. I'm going to end up losing my mind. So I need your help when? Right now. Father, I thank you that as we begin to prophetically intercede and prophetically pray for you, a new version of ourselves, a new version who we are. We could go and pray for the world. Yes. We could go and pray for loved ones in the hospital. Yes. But also scripture tell us, I gave you the power to heal the sick. I give you the power to cast out devils. Also scripture begin to let us know who we are, and we bless. So the first area of prayer when we enter into the courts of the Lord, the first area that we have to enter after we don't begin to clean and after we begin to wash, we begin to cry out before the Lord, before ourselves. We begin to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. I mean, I'm nailing everything about me to the cross. I need another version of me. We could go on year after year, but if it never be a new version of you, how can that be a new substance that's going to come out of you? God need a new version of who? He need a new version of you. He need a new, and sometimes it's going to take 2 o'clock in the morning for a season and interceding. Sometimes they're going to take 3 o'clock in the morning for a season and interceding. But my question is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? This right here is not for the saints that want to play church. This for the saints, my God Almighty, is going to have an experience with the church of the kingdom of the living God. This ain't for the tongue speaking and the individuals that just want to look and put on that facade. This is just for somebody that I got to constantly been bombarded heaven, because I need a new me. If God don't show up right now pertaining to me, I don't know what I will do. I just wish somebody this morning, my God, or tonight or whatever time that you may be, you need to go ahead and declare and decree a new version of you. It's not so much of the enemy is fighting your money. It's not so much the enemy is fighting your home. It's not so much of the enemy is fighting, my God, your body. He is fighting the new version of you, because Jesus already was the example that you could tear down the old version. You could put stripes on me. You could stab me in my back. You could stab me in my side. You could put thorns on my head. You could spit on me. But if you ever put me on the cross, I'm going to rise and resurrect. It's going to be a new version of me. And I want to tell so many of you this morning, tonight, or whatever day it may be, some of you are on the cross and you're going to get ready to resurrect, and it's going to be a new version of you. That's why the sacrifice been hard. That's why the different things you've been going through been a little rough. That's why you need to just give God a praise and you're interceding. Father, we're not going to fight. We're not going to fight about the new version that of what you're doing within us. We are not going to question it no more. We're going to be receptive because you're doing a new thing inside of us. You are preparing us for the different petitions that we already have at your feet. Father, we thank you that this is the day that we're going to celebrate. This is the day that the kingdom of heaven begins to magnify and also illuminate what's inside of me. Father, I give you glory because if it have not been for your presence on our time, it will not be a new version of us. But because it is, we can stand and give you the glory. I wish that is it anybody tonight and say, God, this is me. I just need a new version of me. I'm not worried about the devil. Long as if I could change, I could put the devil to the flight. I'm not worried about my issues that is going on inside of me. If you could give me another perspective, if you could give me another level of boldness, if you could help me to stop playing church and allow me to become the church, I begin to walk in the supernatural powers that you already have inside of me. It's not about the version that God is trying to do with you. It's not about trying to take you into the office of the fivefold ministry. He's not about trying to promote you to a pastor or promote you to a prophet. You are child and you are son of God. In the new version of you, you still walk with power. The new version of you, you still walk with deliverance. The new version of you, you still walk and you are an overcomer and you are overachiever. No longer you're going to settle for that old version of you. When things get tough, you're ready to throw in a towel. You crawl up under a rock. You begin to hide your face. You begin to cry. The devil is a liar. The new version of you, you're going to look at your giant. You're going to begin to look at your Goliath. You're going to begin to look at the enemy, and you're going to say, whatever I have in my hand, I'm not going to worry because everything's going to work out for the good of the Lord. The new version of you, the new version of you that we declare and we decree is a new version of peace. It's a new version of joy, and this time around, you understand that you're going to fight for your peace. You're going to fight for your joy. You're not going to be walking around with a chip on you. You're not going to be walking around, my God Almighty, upset. You're not going to be walking around, man. You're not going to be walking around, my God Almighty. You're not going to be walking around, my God, concerned about different things, worrying about different things. You're going to walk, my God, you're going to walk as a new man. You're going to walk as a new individual, the new version of you. You're going to learn the will of God in the new version of you. You're going to have the fear of the Lord to walk outside of the will of God. Somebody need to say the new version of me, the new version of you. It's not about what man done done. New version of you is not about what man don't build up, man don't pour in, man don't develop, man don't put his imprint on you. The new version of you, God finna take you into the fire. The Holy Ghost is going to burn off of every residue that it has something to do with man, and God finna get ready to develop you who he designed of you to be. That's why some of you, you thought that you was going through because of the enemy. God said, no, no, no. I was taking you through the fire of the Holy Ghost because the new version of you, you are not going to worry about what man got to say. The new version of you, you're not going to worry about who's going to walk out on your life. The new version of you, you're not going to worry about what somebody done did, what somebody talking about you. The new version of you, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be wiser. The new version of you, you're going to be into the will of God, and you're going to care about the will of God. I declare and decree that the enemies that have been trying to block you and blind you, but you cannot see the new thing that God is doing inside of you. This is the day that you're going to rejoice, and you're rejoicing about who you are. You're not rejoicing about a house. You're not rejoicing about a car. are, you're not rejoicing about any type of money, because you are rejoicing, and this is a kingdom rejoice. It's rejoicing because you realize it's a new you, baby. It's a new day, and it's a new move. And the scripture declares, as you seek me first, the kingdom of heaven, you're going to have all these other things added unto you. I declare and decree tonight, this morning, or daytime, it doesn't matter what time it may be, but it's a new version that is going to be out of sight of you. This is the new version that the enemy is going to have, my God, precautions that try to walk up in your life, try to stir any type of drama, my God Almighty, because the new version of you, the new version of you, you are a prayer, you are a prayer warrior, the new version of you, you are not going to let anything separate you for the love of God. The new version of you, my God Almighty, you're not going to be somebody that's going to be walked over, walked on, but you're going to be a child of the Most High, and you're going to take a stand for who you are. Somebody need to say, who is you, my God? And you're going to say that I am the child of the Most High. I am who I am. I know who I was 5 years ago, but I thank God that I've been given to die on the cross, and the old man shall pass away. And now it's a new version of me. I declare and decree that this is a new version of you. Somebody say new version. New version. Lord, I got to go. I got to get out of here. I got to go. I got to go. Shetana mashiondo ho yabarishi kande. I got to go. As you begin to enter deeper into prayer. Onanareishi kanorosi. Randa dorasi ande. Koti arishi ande. It's not about your length of time of prayer, but it's about your quality of prayer. Y'all hear me tonight, or this morning, or whatever time it may be. It's about the quality of prayer. You cannot talk about the quality of somebody else because you don't really know that individual. You can only put up a request for people. But the true quality of prayer is going to come from within inside of you. And it's going to come within inside that you are expecting yourself. You're not waiting on the Holy Ghost to expect you. You're not waiting on judgment to expect you. You're not waiting on God to rebuke you, but you searches your heart. This is what the scripture declares, that David was a man after God's own heart, because David searched out his wrongness. And the Bible declares, when David was approached by Aaron and God began to tell him how wrong he was, the first thing that David began to do, he fell on his face. And he did what? He laid out prostrate. And he began to do what? Intercede. He went into intercession about what? About himself. He didn't say, oh God, I rebuke the devil. The devil made me do it. Something in my past made me do it. Something 3 years ago, 5 years ago, provoked me to do it. No, David laid on his face, and he began to intercede, pertaining to who? Pertaining to himself. Even though his loss looked like a loss, but he gained much more. And having the respect and the favor of God upon your life, and God trusting you, this is how you get the trust of God. He could trust you because you deal with about you. You're not sneaky about who you are. You're not dumbfounded about who you are. You can begin to trust who you are. You tell the truth about who you are. You're not here to play no fairy tale lane. And I so, you know what? I'm so sorry because, my God, the church begins to have us to have a Hollywood mentality. It's not a mentality of the servant. It's a Hollywood mentality. A TV, a soap opera. Where God is not caring about anything else. He's caring about you. Yeah, you got enemies. Baby, we all have, do. Even Jesus had enemies, but the enemies could not stop him. But my God, there's no way anointing man in every one of you that is listening to me tonight. You have a measure of anointing inside of you, and anointing cannot trump over darkness. It's no way. It's no way that that can happen. It's no way that that will happen. It's no way that that will move and it will be able to sustain to happen. It's no way. The new version of you, who is it? Who is the new version of you? We all have to go through things and begin to have a new version of who? New version of ourselves. Is there anybody there tonight? Is there anybody there tonight? Is anybody there tonight? I want to leave you with this. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, we can work on everybody else. But the true essence of intercession, the true essence of prayer, let us work on ourselves. Let's work on ourselves. The new version of you, the new version of who you're going to become is something greater, something wiser. It's something who you, the new version of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. I want to leave this with you tonight. It doesn't matter. Don't you let go of God's unchanging hand. Don't you let go of God's unchanging hand. The new version of you, it needs to be better than the 22 version of you. When God is doing a new thing, the first new thing he's going to do is a new thing with inside of you. Don't look at a new thing as a new house, a new car, new whatever. That's what comes out of you. That is what produced out of you. But first, he has to get to you. But he can get you to produce things to come out of who? Out of you. Question is, everyone, how bad do you want it? God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in.